Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 18th of September 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you are the living stars of the earth. You have to give light to the whole world. Question. How does Shiv Baba make the bodies of you children pure? Answer. He gives you the milk of this knowledge through Mother Brahma and makes your bodies pure. This is why it is sung in his praise. You are the mother and you are the father. You children now drink the milk of this knowledge through Mother Brahma, through which all your sins are being cut away and you are becoming pure. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains, just as there are the stars of the sky, so it is also remembered of you children that you are the stars of the earth. They are also called celestial deities. In fact, they are not deities. You are much more powerful than them because you stars enlighten the whole world. You are the ones who will become deities. The rise and fall that takes place is yours. Those stars give light to the stage, but they cannot be called deities. You are now becoming deities. You are the ones who enlighten the whole world. There is now extreme darkness over the whole world. Everyone has become impure. The Father has now come to make you sweetest children into deities. Human beings consider everyone to be a deity. They even say that the sun is a deity. In some places, they even hoist a flag of the sun and call themselves the Sun Dynasty. In fact, you are the Sun Dynasty. The Father sits here and explains to you children. There is now only extreme darkness in Bharat. There now has to be only light in Bharat. The Father is giving you children the ointment of this knowledge. You were sleeping in the sleep of ignorance. The Father has come to awaken you once again. He says, according to the drama plan, I come once again at the most auspicious confluence age of every cycle. This most auspicious confluence age is not mentioned in any of the scriptures. Only you children now know about this age, since you are now becoming the stars and then the deities. It is said to you alone. Salutations to the celestial deities. From worshippers, you are now becoming worthy of worship. There, you are worthy of worship. This has to be understood. This is called a spiritual study. There cannot be a battle between anyone in this. The teacher teaches in an ordinary way and the children study in an ordinary way. There is no question of a battle in this. This one doesn't say that he is God. Only you children know that the one teaching you is incorporeal Shiv Baba. He doesn't have a body of his own. He says, I take this chariot on loan. Why is he called the lucky chariot? Because he is a very, very fortunate chariot. He is the one who becomes the master of the world, and so he is Bhagirath, the lucky chariot. The meaning of everything has to be understood. This study is the greatest of all. In the world there is nothing but falsehood. It is said that the boat of truth will rock, but it will not sink. Nowadays, many types of God have emerged. Let alone themselves, they even say that the pebbles and stones are God. They have made God wander around so much. The father sits here and explains, just as a physical father would explain to his children. However, such a father would not also be a teacher and a guru. A child first takes birth to a father, and then, when he grows a little older, he needs a teacher to teach him. A guru is then needed after the age of 60. That one alone is the father, teacher, and satguru. He says, I am the father of you souls. It is souls that study. Each soul is called a soul, but many names are given to bodies. Just think about it. This is an unlimited play. That which is predestined is taking place. It is nothing new. This is an eternally predestined drama which continues to turn. All souls are actors. Where do souls reside? You would say, we are residents of our home, the supreme abode, and we then come here to play our unlimited parts. The Father constantly resides there. He does not take rebirth. The Father, the Creator, now tells you the essence of Himself and creation. He calls you, children, spinners of the discus of self-realization. No one else can understand the meaning of this because they think that Vishnu is the spinner of the discus of self-realization. So they ask, why do you call human beings this? Only you know this. When you were Shudras, you were human beings. And now that you have become Brahmins, you are still human beings. And when you become deities, you will still be human beings. However, it is the character that changes. When Ravan comes, your characters are spoilt so much. Those vices do not exist in the Golden Age. The Father is now telling you the story of immortality. You have heard so many stories on the path of devotion. They say that the Lord of Immortality told the story of immortality to Parvati. However, it would surely have been Shankar who related the story to her. How could Shiva tell it? So many human beings go to listen to it. The Father sits here and tells you about the things of the path of devotion. The Father doesn't say that devotion is bad. No. But it is the eternal drama that is explained to you. The Father now says, firstly, consider yourselves to be souls. This is the main thing. God speaks, man above. What is the meaning of that? The Father sits here and tells you the meaning through this mouth, and so this is the Galmukh. It is also explained that it is to that one that you say, you are the mother and you are the father. Therefore, he has adopted all of you through this mother. Shiv Baba says, I give you the milk of this knowledge through this mouth, and so all your sins are being burnt away and you souls are becoming pure. So you then receive pure bodies. Souls become completely pure and they then gradually continue to come down the ladder. You souls have now understood that you were pure and that your bodies were also pure, and that, according to the drama, you then came into the cycle of 84 births. You are now no longer pure. You would now be said to be 9 carat. Only a small percentage now remains. You cannot say that it disappears completely. A little of it still remains. The Father has given you this sign. The picture of Lakshmi and Narayan is number 1. The whole cycle has now entered your intellects. The introduction of the Father has also entered them. Although you souls have not become completely pure, you have the Father's introduction in your intellects. The Father shows you the way to become pure. How can the alloy that is in souls be removed? There is the pilgrimage of remembrance for that. This is called a battlefield. Each one of you is an independent soldier on this battlefield. Each one of you can now make as much effort as you want. It is a student's duty to make effort. Wherever you go, continue to caution one another. Man above. Do you remember Shiv Baba? Just give this signal to one another. The Father's study is the signal, and this is why the Father says, your bodies are becoming pure in just a second. I make you into the masters of the world. When you become the children of the Father, you become the masters of the world. Then there is also the sovereignty of the world. The effort you have to make is to claim a high status in that, but otherwise there is liberation in life in a second. This is right. It is up to each one of you to make effort. Continue to remember the Father and you souls will become completely pure. You will become Satopradhan and become the masters of the Satopradhan world. You have become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan so many times. This cycle continues to turn. It never ends. The Father sits here and explains so well. He says, I come every cycle. You children invite me into this dirty world. What invitation do you give me? You say, we have become impure, so come and purify us. It is such a wonderful invitation of yours. You say, take us to the land of peace and the land of happiness. And so I am your obedient servant. This is also in the playing of the drama. You understand that you study the same thing every cycle and play your parts. It is souls that play their parts. Whilst sitting here, the Father is looking at souls. He looks at the stars. Souls are so tiny. It is as though there is the sparkle of stars. Some stars are very bright and others are dim. Some are closer to the moon. You too are becoming very pure with the power of yoga, and so you sparkle. Baba also says, I will give a flower to those who are very good stars amongst you children. You children also know one another. Some are really very strong and some are weak. Those stars cannot be called deities. You too are human beings, but the Father makes you souls pure and makes you into the masters of the world. The Father gives you so much might as an inheritance. He is the Almighty Father. The Father says, I give you children so much might. It is also sung, Shiv Baba, you sit here and change us from human beings into deities through this study. Wonderful. No one else makes us that. This study is your source of income. The whole sky and earth, etc., become ours. No one can snatch that away from us. It is called an unshakable kingdom. No one can damage it. No one can burn it. So you should follow the Srimat of such a father. Each one of you has to make your own individual effort. Children, build museums, etc., so that you can explain to your equals with those pictures. The father continues to give you directions. You can create whatever pictures you want. Everyone's intellect works. These are made to benefit human beings. You know that anyone can go to a center. So what method should you create so that people come by themselves to take this sweet? When someone's sweets are very good, they are advertised by those who have tasted them. All of them would tell others, go to such and such a shop. This is the best number one sweet. No one else can give such a sweet. When someone sees it, he goes and tells others. Of course, you would think about how the whole of Bharat can go to the Golden Age. You explain so much for that, but they have stone intellects, and so it does take effort. You also have to learn how to hunt. First of all, you learn how to hunt small prey. Strength is needed to hunt bigger prey. There are so many great scholars who have studied the Vedas and scriptures. They consider themselves to be such great authorities. In Benares, they receive such big titles, which is why Baba said, first of all, do service by surrounding everyone in Benares. When the sound emerges from prominent people, others will then listen. No one listens to the juniors. You have to explain to the lions who consider themselves to be authorities of the scriptures. They are given such big titles. Even Shiv Baba doesn't have so many titles. It is the kingdom of the path of devotion, and then it becomes the kingdom of the path of knowledge. There is no devotion on the path of this knowledge. Then there is absolutely none of this knowledge in devotion. So the Father explains all of this. The Father looks at all of you with the understanding that all of you sitting here are stars. You have to renounce any consciousness of your bodies. Just as there is the sparkle of stars up above, so too there is a sparkle here. Some have become those who have a very bright light. They are the stars of the earth who are called deities. This is such a big, unlimited stage, the Father explains. That is a limited night and day. This is the night of half a cycle and the day of half a cycle. It is unlimited. In the day there is nothing but happiness. There is no need to stumble anywhere. In this knowledge there is happiness, whereas in devotion there is sorrow. There is no mention of sorrow in the Golden Age. There is no death there. You conquer death. There is no mention of death. That is the land of immortality. You know that the Father is telling you the story of immortality for the land of immortality. You sweetest children now have all the knowledge of the whole cycle in your intellects from the very beginning. You know that the home of you souls is the Brahm element. You come here from there, number-wise, to play your parts. There are so many souls. The Father would not sit and talk about each and every one individually. He tells you everything in a nutshell. There are so many branches. The tree grows as the branches continue to emerge. There are many who don't even know about their own religion. The Father comes and explains. Originally, you belonged to the deity religion, but you have now become corrupt in your religion and your actions. It is now in the intellects of you children that you were originally residents of the land of peace, and that you then came here to play your parts. It used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. It was their dynasty. You are now at the confluence age. The Father has told you that you were the Sun dynasty, and that you then became the Moon dynasty. Then, in between, there are biplots. This is an unlimited play. This is such a small tree. This is the Brahmin clan. It will then become so big that you will not even be able to see or meet everyone. You continue to surround everyone in doing service. The Father says, surround everyone in Delhi and Benares. He then says, you are the ones who will surround the whole world. You are establishing the one kingdom over the entire world with the power of yoga, and so you should have so much happiness. Some continue to go to one place and others to another place. No one listens to you now. When important people come, and that is printed in the newspapers, they will then understand. The prey that is now hunted is small prey. Great wealthy people think that this is heaven for them. Only the poor come and claim their inheritance. They say, Baba, you alone and no one else is mine. However, that can only be when their attachment has broken away from the whole world. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. Continue to caution one another in order to make souls pure. Give everyone the signal of man above. Become pure with the power of yoga and become a sparkling star. 2. Understand this unlimited predestined play very well and become a spinner of the discus of self-realization. Give the ointment of this knowledge to human beings and remove them from the extreme darkness of ignorance. Blessing. May you be a self-sovereign and make all the treasures your own with the awareness of being a child and the master. At this time, you children are not just children, but you are the children who are masters. One is a master who is a self-sovereign, and the other is a master of the Father's inheritance. Since you are self-sovereigns, you keep all of your physical senses in order. However, from time to time, you forget the awareness of your being their master, and your mind takes control. Therefore, the Father's mantra is, "Man, man above." When you remain man, man above, you do not become influenced by anything wasteful, and you experience all treasures as belonging to you. Slogan: to experience the pleasure of the flying stage in the swing of God's love is your most elevated fortune. Om Shanti.